Welcome back here with David Faisal on QR Calgary and More Than Money. We've got a terrific recurring guest joining us today, which we're going to get right to. Andrew McCreath is a CEO and CIO of Forge First Asset Management. There's lots going on in the market right now, Faisal, that is creating a lot of volatility and a lot of fear, right? We're coming into the end of the year. The last couple of months have just been scary for people.
So let me take you to a position of why we've brought Andrew on the show today. Because when you speak to a portfolio manager, when they're long only, yeah, they can only buy investments with the idea of it going up in value. When you speak to a certain asset class manager, you are only taking the perspective of their asset class that they're in, either bonds, stocks.
Yeah.
But when you have a manager that can go long, can go short, can look at equity, can look at fixed income, now you've got an individual who can see the breadth of everything out there, and how they position themselves in their portfolio will give you a better indication of where the markets, both stock and bond, are, where the economy is, and where the risks are and the opportunities, versus a silo thought of either a stock manager looking for it to go up in value, or a bond manager because they've got only got a bond lens on. We want to see a complete. So that's why I'm glad we have Andrew McCreath, CEO, CIO of Forge First Asset Management. Andrew, welcome to the show.
Good day, gentlemen. It's great to be back.
Okay, well, let's start there, I think. I think Faisal did a good job, Andrew, setting it up. You've got a mandate that can look amongst different asset classes. You can be long, short. You've got lots of tools at your disposal. Why don't you just give us a peek into your world? What are you seeing right now? And then we'll sort of drill down into the areas of opportunity and risk.
Well, thanks very much. So 2 years ago, I expressed the opinion that central banks were going to change the rules of the game. They were going to increase interest rates, and they were going to shrink the amount of liquidity in the system. The Bank of Canada did that. The Federal Reserve Bank of the United States did not do that. Yes, they increased interest rates a lot, but they did not shrink liquidity. And now, as you move forward to late 22, so 1 year ago, at that time, the market was pricing in 3 interest rate cuts in the United States during the back half of 2023 now. And I didn't think that was going to happen. I didn't think that was going to happen because I thought service-based inflation was going to stay higher for longer, keeping overall inflation stickier and higher for longer, preventing the central bank from cutting interest rates. And so we went into 2023 with low net exposure. In other words, we didn't have a lot of market exposure because we were very defensively positioned. Now, as it turned out, during 2023, the Fed still has not cut liquidity. The US is awash in liquidity. And as a result, up until the last few weeks, the equity markets have been okay, shall we say. Now, we all know that on a year-to-date basis, the equal-weighted S&P 500 is down 4 or 5%. Whereas the headline S&P is still up 8 to 10 because of those, you know, 7 tech stocks. So the markets are a little misleading, and it's been a frustrating year for a guy like me because arguably I've been more right than wrong on the fundamentals, the macro, but it's been the liquidity and then quantitative traders in the States that have pushed these, you know, macro cap tech stocks higher. Because when we look at what is going on right now, bringing us to today, inflation is definitely improving, but especially on the service side, the super core stats the Fed likes to look at continue to be well above the levels they want them to be. And so next week, the Fed will not increase interest rates, but it's likely to be a hawkish pause because inflation does remain higher than they want it to be, and the U.S. economy is befuddling everybody at saying stronger for longer. But I think it is going to weaken next year for some reasons that we could get into. So you're at a point in time here where interest rates are high, the economy is expected to finally weaken in the United States, likely more so here in Canada, yet stocks are still not dirt cheap. I've been around several cycles, and I'm not used to wanting to go out and buy the S&P 493, In other words, less those seven tech stocks. At 16.5, 17 times forward earnings, when 10-year bond yields are, call it 4.85, and likely to stay in that 4.5 to 5% range for a good while longer, gents.
So when you're seeing all this, how do you position? Because at the beginning, I was talking about you have the opportunity to go long, short. You see all the risks. There's a lot of reaction. So let me break my question down into two parts. Number one, what is the market reacting on? When I speak of market, I'm speaking the stock markets primarily. What's the market really reacting on? Because in the last, call it, 2 months, we have seen so much happen in interest rate yields. Mm-hmm. We've seen a war being created now. We've seen a whole bunch of other things have come up. And so what is the market really reacting on? And number two, given that you have all this information and the ability to do more than what a conventional portfolio manager can do, what are you doing in your portfolio?
Well, first and foremost, it's imperative to be pragmatic when you're managing someone else's money as opposed to being dogmatic. So our process is 10 to 15% top down. In other words, the macro environment, the assessment thereof, driving how we structure our portfolios. But ultimately, 85, 90%, we are bottom-up stock pickers. Now, we own companies that we like, but at the same point in time, we don't like the fundamental setup. Inflation, interest rates, valuation, outlook for earnings, etc. And our job is to protect client capital and to generate a competitive net return. But, a client is unlikely to fire me if I don't earn as much money as they'd like me to earn, but they're more likely to fire me if I lose them a bunch of money. So when you add all that up, given my role in a client portfolio, we continue to be reasonably defensively positioned. At the same point in time, the last couple of days of the past week, last week, when the tech companies started to report, we have started to nibble away at a few large cap tech stocks. Because seasonally, after a weak fall, the markets tend to rally into year end. Now, history rhymes, it doesn't repeat. But when we assess the setup, if you will, we do believe that there is a good shot that the markets will rally. So we will tactically increase our net exposure. In other words, how long we are relative to being short or just owning cash. But we are not going to go all in because we do believe the market still has to face a deteriorating economy during 24, sticky inflation, and rates being higher for longer. And at the same point in time, because of that macro setup, we don't think it's the cyclicals that are going to rally. I kind of think energy stocks, for example, are range bound here. I think the banks continue to be dead money for the foreseeable future. And so we believe, given that the tech stocks, the large cap tech stocks, have the most visible earnings growth for 24, that it's logical that we, move into them a little bit. We've bought a little Microsoft, we've bought a little Google, and we're likely to add a little more to that space. But we are not going to get, incredibly long because we continue to believe there's some challenges facing the markets.
And challenges are what we're going to be talking about on our next segment with Andrew. Stick around, Andrew. We want to bring you back and after commercial break and talk about this. But we also have our upcoming seminar talking about these types of risks, how to profit and protect, but also how to make sure you've got income for your entire retirement on Tuesday, November 7th. 7 p.m. at the Carriage House Inn. You do need to register for this, so go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
All right, well, join us after the break with Andrew, because we're going to switch gears, talk a little bit about how to not just protect, but how do you pursue opportunity, okay, and get a better sense of where inflation and interest rates are going. Join us after the break. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money.